accounts of the one we are forgiving. We can only say to him, "What you did was unspeakable. You have left a hole in my heart that can never be filled, yet I forgive you." He might choose to accept that forgiveness or to reject it. The bottom line here is not success. The bottom line is faithfulness. So, cautiously, I joined Bill's group and began to be asked to speak about forgiveness and the death penalty. The first invitation was to a gathering at the law school I had attended, Northwestern University School of Law. Perched on the lakefront in downtown Chicago, the school was hosting an event in support of Rolando Cruz, a man wrongfully convicted of killing a 10-year-old girl named Janine Nikirico. In 1983, the child had been at home sick on a school day alone when an intruder came to her door and abducted her. Her small body was found 2 days later along a prairie path. She had been raped and sodomized before she was murdered. Cruz was in custody at the time of the law school event. His execution date had been set, even though mounting evidence pointed to his innocence. Cruz was twice convicted of the murder. The Illinois Supreme Court twice reversed those convictions. In 1995, he was tried a third time and acquitted after a prosecution witness recanted critical testimony. In 2002, Cruz was formally pardoned by Illinois Governor George Ryan. The outcry over Cruz's wrongful conviction eventually led to the indictment of the three prosecutors and four police officers on charges of obstruction of justice. And his case played a large role in the abolition of the death penalty in Illinois. A series of prestigious people took the stage and spoke: lawyers, academics, and the former boxer Reuben Hurricane Carter, who had been wrongfully convicted of a 1966 triple homicide. Freed in 1985, Carter was the subject of the 1999 film The Hurricane, starring Denzel Washington. As I watched these polished speakers, nerves roiled my stomach. I ducked into the women's restroom and stared in the mirror.